So, hello, we're University Radio York, and today we are joined with...
Jodie Langford.
And End of Level Body.
And how are we feeling today? We're not performing, but we are performing at Reading and Leeds. Is this your first performance at Reading and Leeds?
My first performance at Reading and Leeds, as a duo, first performance. But you performed before, haven't you?
Yes, I did the BBC Introducing Stage in 2010 as my other act.
Yeah, absolutely. Have we attended Reading and Leeds as just festival goers?
Yeah, I have. I think I went when I was 6. I can't remember if I went once or twice, but I went when I was 16. I saw people like 21 Pilots, Bring the Horizon, Crystal Castles, Fiddler. It was me.
And I have not been as a punter. I got to a certain age and went, I'm only going to festivals if I'm playing them or working them.
No, yeah.
Because I can't. That general camping thing.
Yeah.
Takes its toll.
I understand that. So what are we expecting from Reading and Leeds? Are we expecting a new audience? We have fans that are going to be in attendance, but are we expecting to sort of have a new reach? I know we have loads of musical artists spanning from indie pop to, you know, the music that you guys produce. So what are we expecting from that?
Yeah, hopefully like connecting with new communities and new audiences. I think we have a lot of local fans and members of our community that will be heading overseas performing Leeds, especially performing outside of the city. I think it's going to be great for us to connect with, like say, a wider audience, different people, especially down south as well. I think that'll be really good for us.
Yeah, I think Reading, that'll be the furthest we've gone together for a gig. Like, we've got a really good local following. Hull's got a great music scene. Like Jodie said, we'll have some friends and family that'll come follow us to Leeds. But it will be interesting to see how Reading accepts us, northern misfits.
Absolutely, and coming from sort of York University, and you guys talk about Hull and the music scene in Hull, do you feel that music and that scene is going to translate into a bigger festival? Because I know sometimes the music, the following can be niche and underground. So how are you finding that sort of like transition to something that's going to be more of a stage, more open to people who may not be familiar with your music?
I mean, it's really exciting. I think it's one thing that's great about Hull is that the way that we perform, the way that I speak and my lyrics and stuff, a lot of people can relate to. But it also translates into wider lifestyles across the UK and further afield. And I think people will find a lot of our content really relatable.
Yeah, your lyrics are, it's something that people can latch onto quite easily. And I think as well, sound-wise, we're sort of like somewhere in between spoken word, rap, dance music, like production wise, it's drum and bass, techno, punky kind of electronic stuff. And with you screaming and shouting over the top of that, I think it's going to be a bit of a change from, say, what people expect, maybe guitar bands and things like that. So, I think that's something we've got going for us. Is we won't find, I don't think there'll be anybody else on our stage doing quite what we do.
Brilliant, and that's what we're hoping for.